The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're brand new, we want to give you a big welcome, and welcome to everyone joining us for the live stream today. This is a fun topic, and it's a great topic, and it's great timing for this one. We're going to talk about law of attraction, which is what we're manifesting into our life. And if you don't like what you're manifesting, how you can work to change that. Law of attraction is we attract what energy we're putting out into the world. You know, what goes out comes back. It's kind of like that. So sometimes we just don't realize when things are challenging, and challenges are going to help us grow. But our perspective and our mindset, our beliefs, our thoughts, all are part of how we attract things to us. And it's not to punish anybody. Nobody's doing anything right or wrong. And one of the statements that I put out when I was putting out the information for this show today is whether you feel that you can, whether you think you can, or whether you think you can't, you're right. You see what I'm saying with that? You think you can or you think you can't? Which one do you believe? Because you're right. Either one, it's not a right or wrong. It's what are you drawing in? So our beliefs and thoughts are extremely powerful when it comes to this metaphysical topic, law of attraction. It's a spiritual law, and it's all about what goes around comes around, what we're putting out there and all that kind of stuff. And here's the thing. When we're talking about law of attraction, it's not about what we want as much as it is what we believe and what we are. What we are is what we draw in. So we may want a whole lot of things and we're not drawing it in. Why aren't we drawing in what we want? Is that who you are? We become what we want to attract. That's what this law is all about. And I've been working with it for years, and I'm still learning to improve the skills on it. So it's a lifetime constant growing and building on what you've figured out and how it's working for you, things like that. So that's why we're going to talk about this today. Also, the reason that it's a great topic for right now is Mars, that's been retrograde for 2 months now, is going direct on November 13th. So that's in about a week. And I wanted to give you this information a little over a week. And when Mars goes direct, that's when things start to move and shift and change. Because for the last couple of months, we've felt very held back. We've been frustrated. We've been feeling Mars energy, but when it's in retrograde, it takes you internally. You want to go introspective and figure out where you are, what you want to do moving forward. When it goes direct, that's when we take action. What better way to work with energy that's going to go forward to take action than to work with your law of attraction skills? So when you do take action, you have the results you're looking for. You have this drawing in a different way. Now, we're going to be working primarily with Archangel Michael today, and I will explain as we go why. He's a fantastic organizing angel. He's very grounded. He helps you become grounded. You don't want to be in fear. He's great for when you need guidance with career or anything personal, anything you're trying to do, a project. He's great when you're trying to sort out or figure out a solution to things. He's a great angel to work with Law of Attraction, just like Raziel. But we are going to work with Michael for a reason, because right now, in the next week, we want to get organized on what we want to draw in. We want to get ourselves a list or journal or however you want to do it, but be clear on what it is we want to do or change or shift. So much in 2020 has been about change. It's a big year. And it's gearing us up for 2021. So this is a good time to work with how we're manifesting, how those manifesting skills are. Now, if you believe that something is never going to work out, then guess what? That's what you will experience in Law of Attraction. That's how that works. So a lot of times I realized when I was working with it is when I shifted the focus, because your energy, your focus, your intentions are energy. And when you're working with Law of Attractions, this is metaphysical, guys. All that focus, all that energy that you're putting into something, where are you focusing it? On everything that's going to go wrong? Or are you looking for what you can appreciate? Have gratitude's big with this one. Gratitude, appreciation, just really having a mindset that takes you into appreciating what you do have, even though you might be going through something tough. It's also about, well, wait a minute, where am I focusing? If you're focusing on all the things you're scared of, all the things that could go wrong, that's all you'll see. That actually has created the reality of, I'm never going to be happy in this job. I can't seem to get along with my coworkers. I'm having trouble with my family. I'm having trouble with my friends. I'm having trouble with everything. You see? Because we're focusing on everything that could go wrong. Now, I'm not saying that those things aren't there, but we're missing all the things that could go a very different way, or everything that could be in our mindset right. Like I said, there's no right or wrong. The universe is just responding to the energy we put out. You believe you can, or you believe you can't. You're still right. You see? So this is what we're going to focus. We've talked about this before. This is not a brand new topic, but honestly, it's fantastic to go back and refresh our minds and reiterate, wait a minute, maybe I need to redo my checklist. Maybe I need to refocus my energy in a different way. Maybe you're still trying to achieve the same thing, but you need to tweak it a little bit. In this next week, until this goes direct, it's a good time to really sit down and settle with that, because you might start to feel, you may already be feeling it, this urge to want to do something and take care of it. Why is it dragging? Why isn't it moving forward? And that's where Michael said, we've got to get organized here. You got to go organized and have a plan. And your plan needs to be flexible. I'm going to reiterate that one. Your plan needs to be flexible, because you will want to be able to flex and shift as you go through. You can have a plan, but if you are rigid to where everything is wrong, if it doesn't go exactly to plan, that could get rough, because we are in a state of flux. So we want to be flexible, but have a plan, be organized, be clear about what we want. So this is really good stuff. Mars brings take action energy and motivation to do that. When it's retrograde, which is what it's been for a couple months, it makes you feel like you want to do things, but it can be frustrating because nothing's working out, or you just feel kind of stuck. When it goes forward in direct, which is on November 13, that's when things start to move forward. We can start to implement some plans. We can start to take action. It'll start to feel like the wheel is finally rolling. After all this time, we'll feel like we're finally moving. Yes, I know. How long have we been talking about feeling like it's not moving this year? Oh my goodness. Probably for a couple of years. Michael really wanted to, and he brought this to me last night, and I was like, you know what? That's great, because I need to sit down and do that too. So while you're in this show, if you have that ability to do that, grab you paper and pen or something that you can take notes on. And as you have these thoughts, put them down. Bring them into the reality so they're looking right back at you. If not, you can do it later. If you're on the archive, you can do this at any time. But this puts intention that you're putting energy into actually bringing this out. So we'll be making some lists this show. We'll be working with this energy. And I really want you to know that it's not impossible. It's never too late. I hear that a lot. You believe it's too late. Is that a believe I can't? Well, guess what? The can is, it's never too late. We could start this now. It's never too late to improve your life. Think of it that way. It's never too late. Never too late. But if we believe that it is, then we don't even try. So this is a very optimistic topic. It helps to inspire and bring that hope back in, which I really like. I really believe in that. I feel we all need a little extra hope, a little more positive incentive. We need some optimism, and we have energies that will be rolling in to help encourage that as well as we keep moving forward through the rest of this year. But we have a lot to be thankful for too. We want to make a gratitude list. We want to make, what are we trying to draw into our lives list? And what's on the list that you don't want or you're trying to remove out, honestly? So there's three different lists here. But if you are only thinking about everything that's not right on that list, have you been spending any time on the other ones? There's a balancing act here. So I want everybody to think about that. I'm going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back and really dive in. And I'm going to explain some of the energies that are coming in through astrology, because we're looking for that soul lesson that we can learn from it. We're going to work with Archangel Michael and how he can help us with the structure and just feel grounded in this. And you have your confidence. He's great for all these things. He's a great career counselor. He's a great personal trainer with whatever you want to do. He's just a great all-around angel for working with law of attraction. And because he's very logical, and we need logic as we're working with this energy as well. So you might hear a couple of hammers here and there. There's still a lot of repair work going on around my home. They know we're in a show, and we've asked them to be a little more quiet, but they still have to get their work done. So we might hear it a little bit here and there. So if you hear that tapping, which I'm not sure if you are, that's what that is. It's not anything wrong with your computer or your sound. Okay. So let's take that quick break. And when we come back, we're going to really start working on Law of Attraction with Archangel Michael and Mars going direct. That's coming up on November 13th. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about the law of attraction and building and strengthening our manifesting skills. We're working with Archangel Michael on this, and we have a Mars direct coming on November 13th. So this is a good timing to focus this energy into improving our skills with this. And just asking for one of the things that I want to ask you to think about right now, So let's start working with this. So let's pick a topic in our lives. Okay. Everybody's got one in their mind. And what can I do? What can I focus on? Ask yourself this and ask Michael. We're going to ask Michael right now. What can I focus on to improve where I'm going with this? What do I need to look at? What do I need to focus on? Ask yourself this. And if you have paper and pen, please do this exercise. It really does matter. If you can't totally get it, do it later. But write down what's coming to your mind immediately. Don't think about it. Don't analyze it. Write it down immediately. Just write it down. You might be writing down, I have no idea. Then write that down, okay? Because that's what's coming into your mind. So do that. And then let's talk about this a little bit now. Now, Mars, the reason we want to work with this, with Mars energy coming, going direct, is it's the planet of action. It's a planet of motivation. So one of the things that you could focus your intentions on is, what will motivate me to bring about the result that I'm looking for? What do I need in motivation? What can I do? You may not know yet for another week or so, but we're working on our plan of action and we're getting ourselves organized right now. This is the biggest thing that Michael wanted to bring to our attention. So now, the last couple of months, okay, it was in retrograde, okay? Remember I was telling you that. And that happens, it goes retrograde like every 2 years. So it won't go retrograde again until like 2022. When it's in the retrograde, which is what we've been feeling, just to give you comparison, it's more internal. It's having you go into your deeper layers. It's having you go inward and work on the inside, figuring it out that way. Like, what is it trying to teach me? What is it trying to do here? Now, when it's moving direct, that's when the conscious mind, okay, now we're not in the subconscious anymore. Now we're going to just start to really see where we're going with it. Now, the inner work that you've been doing while it's been in retrograde, this is when it reveals itself, when it goes direct. This is when you'll feel this motivation. You're going to look for, what do you feel motivated to do? This will be different for everybody, depending on what you have going on. What do you feel motivated to do? And it's about taking action. So getting motivated and taking action in two important steps when it comes to manifesting. When you're manifesting with law of attraction on something like this, you're thinking, okay, what do I believe about this situation? That's what you want to ask yourself first. This situation that you feel challenged with, what do I believe about it? Do I feel it'll work out? Do I feel it won't? Do I feel like I don't know what to do? Whatever it is, put that down. Then you're asking the universe for that motivation to take action to improve this in the direction you want. Then you look for, what does it feel like I want to do here? And you will find that you feel drawn, or you really feel like you want to do certain things. Remember, it's not direct yet. This isn't another week, 10 days. So you got to think about that. After being held back for so many months and then finally feeling like you can move forward, you're going to feel that support to move forward. So you'll also find that you'll be inspired by new ideas, new things, different directions. Don't be surprised if you have new inspirations flowing in. Now, how cool is that? It might take you back to an inspiration of a project you had before, but with a little bit of new motivation and inspiration and new creative outlets, you'll find a new way to put energy into something that you thought was a lost cause. Or it'll take you in a brand new direction. This is really a positive energy coming in. Some people feel like, oh no, you know, I'm not sure, but I mean, you know, when we have gone through the year that we've gone through, and now we have energy that's going to motivate us and inspire us to manifest differently or to improve it, that to me, that's a gift from the universe that we want to take opportunity to use. I know that I do. If you've really been working and struggling with something to get it off the ground, to get it started, to make a big change in your life, this will motivate you to get things going. It will also take, working with Michael takes the fear out of the equation. If you really want to make a move, but you're afraid to make the move, ask Michael to help you with that fear. What's causing the fear? What's causing it? Are you afraid it won't work? Are you afraid that if you try, it'll ruin everything? You know, what is it? Because that's a, you know, what is that? You see, we want to shift the energy to everything that could go wrong to everything that could go much better for us. So if you had to write an affirmation right now, what would it say? When we work with IMs, and we've talked about this before on the show, when we work with IMs, what are you saying behind I am all day long? It's a good reminder, even if you've heard this before. What am I saying behind I am all day long? I am frustrated. I am angry. I am or are you saying I am motivated? I am excited. I am choosing to live an abundant life. I am choosing to live a happy life. If you find that you're saying things that you don't really want to keep manifesting, you'd shift them with affirmations, and you just, I started doing this a while back, years ago, where if I found myself saying something behind the I am that wasn't as positive as I wanted, I started shifting it, and I would just say, no, we're not going to do it that way anymore, and I would just correct it. I would just correct it on the spot. When I first started doing it, I was probably correcting it 100 times a day. Yep. And yeah, I still do. You still feel like, no, that's not what I want. Let's do it this way. Let's do it that way. So if you went to where you felt discouraged, what would feel encouraging? Sometimes we have to look at things that are in our life that are going well. The area of life that isn't for us the way we feel, sometimes we take our mind to something that is. That's where you use your energy in a gratitude way. That's where you find energy to inspire a project that might need some work or things that you are trying to change. So you look in your life for what is working. What is something that I can feel thankful for? So I wanted everybody to think about that and give you some footing on that, because Michael really wants us to get organized. So I was bringing up the list thing because he always shows me the list, like get organized, find a pathway here, get organized, get some structure, work on your plan. So let me go over to chat and see how everybody's doing, see if we have any questions or anything. Hello and welcome to everyone. So Maddie's trying to make a career shift and working on patience. Yeah, I think we all are actually. But yes, I hear you. I understand. And focusing the attention on the energy. Let's see, what are you saying? Do the angels have any advice about where I should focus my attention now that energy is shifting? Focus it on what you want the career shift. Like what's exciting you about making the career shift? Put your energy in that area. Like it's already happening, like it's already going to be done. You believe that it will shift. You know that it will. It is happening. And that way, the universe is going to help sort it out to bring it in. But you want to be clear that, oh, yes, not like you want to make a shift, that you are making a shift, that it is happening. You've chosen the shift. That's how you would shift that one. Let's see. We also have, hi, Dr. Jen. I want to thank you for your words every week. They are helping me in this time of healing and transformation. You are so welcome. I'm glad to have you here. I'm finally seeing my true self and learning to love myself. Thank you. That's beautiful to hear. Anahis is a belief. Anahis, is that how you say your name? Or the username? Robin, can I switch the word from motivate to inspire? Yes, they pretty much... Yes, if you want to use that word, yes, you can do that. Inspiration, absolutely. If that means coming from a place of lack for you, see, motivation doesn't doesn't mean that to me, but if it does mean that to you, you don't want to use that word. You want to use a word that does inspire you. So absolutely, there is no right or wrong here. So there's energy behind words, but also the belief of the energy behind a word, because cultures see words in different meanings. So if you think about it that way, motivation might work great for one, but not for another. So absolutely do that. Inspiration to me means we build upon what I already have and expand. Then absolutely use that, Robin. That's great. Inspiration will work. Absolutely. And I'm glad you're sharing that. That's fantastic. Because this is inspiring energy. Absolutely. The words for me are both. So you'll hear me using both today, but absolutely no problems. That's great information there. When we're making changes and we're learning from what Mars had retrograde revealed to us and that we saw on the inside, where we can go and take it to the next level, this really is about that. We're working to raise our frequency. Another thing with law of attraction that Michael is now reminding me to share with you is we attract in when we align with the energy of what we're trying to draw in. Okay, so you're like, well, how do I know what the energy is that I'm trying to draw in? That's where you want to shift it to. You believe it has already been, it's already a choice. You believe it, you know it will, and that helps you bring it up. Anything that raises your frequency, sometimes we can't do it literally right where we're working, literally, because we just don't feel it, just like she was talking about that word bothers her, so she uses a different word. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm glad that you did bring that up. When you are working with the energy to raise your frequency, you may need to change completely to a different subject or topic in your life that does make you smile, that brings happiness. One of the things that you want to focus on when you're working with law of attraction is, what is your heart's passion? What is your heart's true desire? From a heart, if nothing was going to get in the way and you could make all your choices from heart-centered based, what would they be? That's what you want to look at. Because sometimes we feel like, well, my heart wants to do this, but my logic and my mind tells me this. If nothing was in the way, nothing could affect it, nothing, what would your heart choose to do? Okay, you want to tap into the energy of what lights you up, that you never tire of, that brings excitement, inspiration, motivation, whatever it is to you, that's going to come from your heart passions. It could literally be just creative work. It doesn't even have to be career minded. For a lot of us, we're trying to do that. We want it to be both. But say you're trying to do something big, like Maddie was talking about, like a career shift. Sometimes we have to go out of that box, so to speak, look for something in our life or something else we want to do that's just fun, that makes us laugh, that makes us happy. Because when you're happy, it's one of the highest frequencies. So you want to have that balance. When we balance out stress, when we have a balanced life, law of attraction works better. Believe it or not, I've noticed that. I've done that so many times in my own life, and it definitely does. It works better. But if your whole life was nothing but the stress and the concern and the worries, it's a lower frequency. So the goal is whatever it takes, whatever works for you, and it may not even be thinking about what you're trying to manifest to get the frequencies up. Sometimes we have to do that first, and then we can go back with that lifted frequency to work on the other. So sometimes it's a little bit of both. And I want everyone to know there's not a right or wrong here. It's about the intentions, your heart's passions. Do you believe in them? Do you believe you're worthy of them? It takes a balance of self-love. It takes the inspiration. It takes listening to your heart's passions. Because you know, your heart's passions, that's really going to be connected to your soul purpose too. I know, just to remind everyone, that's part of your soul purpose, why you're here. Your passions of the things that just light you up and make you smile. could just be playing with a child or whatever it is for you. Everybody has their different passion. It could be, you know, animals. For me, it's nature and gardening and all the creative things that I do on the side. No, they don't bring in money, but they bring me joy, which is an abundance, and I feel very abundant with the joy. I love being here with you every week. That brings me joy. Or I wouldn't still be doing this after 10 years. But I love sharing things that have brought joy to me in hopes that they help inspire you to find what works for you. And one of the things that was frustrating for me when I was working and learning all of this was there is no one way to do anything. The more I learn, the more I spiritually grow, the more my soul expands consciousness, the whole thing, my awareness, I find that there's just so many different ways to approach something. There isn't a right or wrong. And when you come from a place where, no, you've got to do it the right way or that kind of thing, it really can cause the obstacles for you. So I just share what, you know, I've learned, and I've learned some of them the hard way. And then I started wising up to that, I think. And I'm like, you know what? I really don't want to learn these lessons the hard way. So I started flexing more. I started being more flexible instead of inflexible. And for some of them, I had the perfectionism. I wanted it to be perfect. I wanted it to be right. And it's like, no, that's not working. That wasn't working for me. So that's why I'm sharing that with you. Because I know those things go through everybody's minds and they feel that. I feel Michael has inspired and lifted me in times where I didn't know if I could keep going or what I was going to have happen to me or whatever. You know, when, you know, you go through life and you go through its challenges, Michael has always been the one that was there for me. I work with him a lot. Most people that are light workers or healers or in this industry that are here for you like this, we do work with him a lot. He's one of the ones that I love to teach people about first because he just brings in that sense of you are safe when you need to feel safe. You are worthy when you need to feel worthy. You are just perfect the way you are. If you want to use that word, perfect. See, perfect, I'm sensitive to that word because that's the word that was tripping me up in the past. I don't think it needs to be perfect. But he just brings in it. He brings that inspiration, the motivation for me. He gets me going when I feel like I don't have anything left. But then it shifts over to now I'm doing this for myself, or you're doing it for yourself. It's like you find ways to just, when it feels impossible, that yes, it is possible. You see, you believe you can or you believe you can't. Is it possible or is it impossible? These are the things that we're shifting with Law of Attraction. Now, it's when this energy of Mars goes direct, it will be moving forward. So I really did want to take you through this journey today to bring your intentions back to what do you want to do with this energy when it moves forward, when business as usual and things start to roll and it starts to move, we're not in this stuck feeling anymore. What do you want to do with that energy? So how many people have worked on this? How many people have brought in a list, or how many people are working with something for a while, things like that? Let's see what we have. Let's see, anybody else? Veronica, good morning, Dr. Jen. I have two business ideas. One is meetings and events and health related. Any guidance on what most likely to succeed? Well, It succeeds when your passion of your heart's behind it, honestly. Honestly, when you want to succeed and be successful and have the energy and enthusiasm to get up every day and do it, which one is the one that you're the most passionate about? Because it'll be more successful when we're working with law of attraction. And Michael taught me this. If you're not inspired or excited to get up every day and do it, you're not going to put as much energy into it. The energy is different. But when we love it, we're passionate about it, that's the one you want to go with. Absolutely. Mel, hi. Hi, Mel. Hi, Jen. You may have touched on this before, but just curious if you're getting anything for December 21st. Well, that's a big one. And I'm going to work with that in another show. So that's coming up in another show. I'll do that one in December. I keep hearing we will get a burst of energy that will help get us into 5D. Yes, that is very much a big date. But yes, I have seen and heard that too. We actually have 5D already existing. It's a matter of, and it will be a burst to help get you there, but you can already choose to do that now, believe it or not. I know. You may find that you're in it and then you're not. You can tell. You can tell when you're in 5D or 3D because it just feels different. And when you have experienced it and then you come back into a 5D or 3D, it's not the same. You don't want to be there anymore. You'll feel it. And I know that one of the best ways that you can see which one you're in is just ask yourself what your mindset is toward it. If you find that it's, you know, the old way or the intense or the stress, you're probably 3D. Then you take that intention with law of attraction and shift. Like, I would like to see this situation from a 5D perspective. I love doing that. And it shows it to you. Yes. Now, the December 21st date she's talking about, yes, that will bring more energy to make it, to push more like group collective, I believe. But you can start working with it now. Absolutely. Bend like the reed so you don't break. I like that, Candace. Thank you for that. Yes, flexibility. Flexible. Yes. And you're welcome, Maddie. You are so welcome. Maddie has definitely been writing down a lot because I really want to start my own thing, but the block is wondering if the timing is now or if there's another step I need first. You are about there. Remember, this energy is moving for all of us to direct forward because we really want to be what I've been feeling and what I've been picking up intuitively when I ask the angels. And this came in from Michael, is all the energies that are coming in, this is kind of a collective. We're all moving forward in some way, but to get everybody aligned with where they need to be moving forward. You know, things you've been wanting to do, but you haven't. Things you know you want to do, but you wish that you could. Well, now's the time to work with law of attraction to believe that it's already going to happen. So these are the things that are lifting and inspiring me, exciting to me. They motivate me to really start, okay, got to get serious here, move, move, move. Because I've had all kinds of plans and I noticed that it was being held up for me as well. And then I go, well, you know what? No, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. It just means the timing is the universe is working some shifts out to change in a different direction or approach something differently. That's what you might be feeling. So Mel says, okay, thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. I feel in and out of 5D and lots of ascension symptoms. Absolutely. She brings up the ascension symptoms. Yes. Yes. The secret to that, if I had to put it in one sentence, is balance, 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 balance. Balance the life. Make sure it's not all work, no play. Make sure it's not all play, no work. Make sure you're eating healthy. One of the things for ascending and just overall self-care, because our cells are acclimating to all this higher frequency, is diet, exercise, it's balance. It's those normal things we've heard about our whole life, but we take them much more seriously now. And we're starting to learn how much more important they're so important. We're thinking, oh, okay, I'll get to that new exercise program when I have time. Or, yeah, I know I shouldn't eat the processed food, but, you know, I'll try next week and start again. What 5D coming in closer and all of the shifting that we've been experiencing is really driving the point home now. These things are very important because we need to support the body for the higher frequencies. If you want to live in a higher dimension and a frequency, you absolutely need to give your body, your mind, your soul, it needs a good environment for that. You need to restore. You need to rest, sleep. If you're feeling very tired, sleep. You need to give it the fuel and the diet. You may have a lot of diet changes or maybe just a few. We need to take care of the stress. All these things, they're physical things. I mean, years ago, and I've noticed this, I've been doing this over a period of time, maybe 20 some years, 20, 30 years. But as I continue, I start to see other things that have become very important. I mean, I'm planning to do all kinds of stuff on my website with that to get in my learning center. Like I said, that learning center looks like, when is that happening? Trust me, it's happening. Some of that stuff is just big stuff because I'm putting a lot of good stuff in there and it will be there. You know, things happen with websites and all that. So we're just working on that. Just want you to know that I'm going to be putting things in there for living in the higher frequency and living in the 5D world, because that's what we're going to want. So I'm working on it. You're not going to see it in there yet, but just stay tuned and stay connected. If you guys want to know when that comes out, and it will, just bear with me. I had timings that I wanted on it too, but that wasn't, it's like, no, not yet. Not yet. I'm like, oh, come on, let's do this. Let's do this. So guys, what I want you to take from this today is, if you have fear, Michael, I don't want to be scared of focusing on what I truly want to do here. I don't want to self-talk it down. You know, how many times does that happen? You have a dream you really would love to do, but then you talk yourself out of it. You just canceled it out with law of attraction. That's saying you don't believe you deserve it, or you don't believe you will receive it. So put those lists out there. Look at the things that are getting in the way, the lower frequency energies, like the self negative talk, the maybe we're out of balance somewhere, whatever it might be for you, because, you know, the self critic can be really rough. And that's one of the things that you don't want to sabotage the energy you're trying to bring in. So we need to believe in ourselves. And when we believe in ourselves, that energy we're putting out there, like, remember, in law of attraction, you attract what you are, not necessarily what you want, but it's what you are. So what you are is the energy of what you believe, the thoughts, the intention, the focus, the efforts, because you do want to take action. You do want to move in that direction and take action with it. And it will go back and forth. You will feel it go back and forth. I hear people get so frustrated. Well, I wanted this, but then it didn't happen. Well, how much effort went into it? And did the self-saboteur come in? I mean, it's a lot of different answers for everyone. This is a personal journey when it comes to law of attraction a lot. But then the collective mind, when we're all in the same place, you know that support. But say you want something that nobody else around you wants or thinks you can do. Which one do you believe? Do you believe that you can, or what everybody else thinks? See, that would be something that gets in the way. So it's not that they're doing anything wrong. They probably think they're trying to help you, but we can choose to not allow the influence of an outside mindset or opinion about what we should do. I mean, that's just what that is. So everybody thinks you should do it this way, but what if you want to do it a different way? Maybe you're an inventor. Maybe you need to come up with a new way. Sometimes we can't get past something until we change the way we are approaching it. Oh, I've had that happen a lot. So I throw all these questions out you to ask yourself, and then be really honest with yourself in your lists. What do you want to achieve? What's getting in the way? And then that's where you would ask Michael, like, okay, this is what I want. out of the way, but then we don't want to stay focused on everything that we don't want. We want to focus more, because as you focus more on what you do want, the other fades out. It'll start to fade. You can actually feel that shift of energy going, wow, you know, when I don't pay attention to it, it's like, you know, just it fades. Because now you're drawing the energy, all that energy you were putting on that, you draw it into what you want. And then you start to believe in yourself. Now you're getting somewhere. And it might take some effort. It might take a little effort. But why not? Why not do that for yourself? What's holding you back? Why wouldn't you want to do that? So there's a lot of potential here. Mars makes it easier because the action will move forward. When we're trying to do all this, when it's retro, we've had a lot of retrogrades this year. So it has felt like it's holding us back a lot. That was not to cause that as much as it was to take us inside and to really do some soul searching through all this year to really figure out, what do we want to do different? How have we grown through the challenges that we've faced? How have we become better? How can we keep moving forward? How can we raise our frequency? How can we live 5D? Oh, I ask that all the time. I just say, yep, let's go 5D. When I find that I'm getting upset about something, I go, okay. I say that to myself a lot. Okay, let's look at this from a 5D perspective. What would I say or do if I was in a 5D frequency? And I ask the angels to reveal that to me. Then I go about my day and it comes in. The things that upset us usually are more of a 3D thinking, the things that we let upset us, because believe it or not, in a 5D, those things that just trigger you just are not the same. It's different. And for some people around you, you'll be walking around and you'll be in 5D, and then the other people and other things might not be. They might be in 3, and that is like, wow. You know, you can tell, you can feel it, but it's a frequency that will have more health, you'll prosper, the happiness, everything. And you will find that you go back and forth. We always have self free will. We can always choose. We can always change our mind. So what will you do today? What do you want in your life? These are the things you want to ask yourself. Now, let me see if there's anything else out there. Robin says, that explains why certain foods are affecting me so differently than before, and I feel the difference. Yeah, Robin, I have felt that so many times. Because, and a good example of that, I'm glad you brought that up. And I think Candace, if you're still out there, Candace, you've experienced this too, if I remember correctly from before. When I started ascending, and like I said, I've been working on it. I'm one of those slow, gradual, you know, I gradually move forward. I don't go, whoa, and jump right in, where I know other people that they just go completely all the way, quick, dive in the deep end. I've been more of a gradually shift my life. So it's been smoother, but slower, because it started like 20, 30 years ago. But my very first thing that happened to me was I could not eat red meat. I was getting sick every time I ate it. So that went away. That started happening in like 94, 95. And I didn't stop it completely right away. I'm starting to try to figure it out. And then eventually that's been out of my life for a very long time. A really long time. I can't even tell you how long. That was the very first thing to go for a while, way back. And then it started happening with chicken. And then it started happening with fish. And for a while, I was pescatarian and I was eating fish with the whole grains and the, you know, the whole good thing like that. And that just didn't work anymore. I mean, I could tell I was losing my desire for it. I was feeling like I was going to be sick if I had to eat it. And if you ignore that, and some people would look at that and go, oh, there's something wrong with me. No, there wasn't anything wrong with me. My soul was saying, you know, we need to eat differently for the frequency you're on. Because I was working in a lot of spiritual stuff too. And as I was working with that, my diet has changed completely. I am in a completely different diet now. I'm just sharing mine. I'm not saying mine's the right one for everybody. Because that's a choice you have to make. I really believe in that. I am going to put some information on my site as well on plant-based diets and the things that I do. I can share what I do, okay, just so you can, you know, have something to compare with and see if that works for you. But it was one of the best things I ever did, completely. And I changed it. We've done a lot to get pesticides out. We do reverse osmosis alkaline water. We do a lot of that, and we've been doing that for years. You've heard me mention this before if you listen to the show regularly, but she's brought that up, and Rob and I totally agree with what you're saying. Listen to how it affects you. The other thing is, it may not like bother you physically, but you might feel it emotionally, hormonally, and that's one to watch out too. So some of the foods, and I've talked with other people about this, when they were eating, say, red meat, they noticed that hormonal shifts were happening, or they had more emotional states. Like, just, it was weird. Everything just faded away after that. You know, I got that out and everything just settled down and felt balanced. That's what's worked for me. Now, one of the things I cannot eat is soy. I don't know why. Soy is a really popular one with plant-based, and I tried for a while, but I had to get away from it. So that's just something that my body didn't want. I'm not saying anti. I'm just saying my body didn't want it. So these are things you want to pay attention to. Why is this bothering me now? It might be that activities you used to do or people that you used to associate with, it doesn't feel the same anymore. Doesn't mean that there's something, it's all their fault. It just means we're on different frequencies. Because when you're on a different frequency, it won't align. It just won't. It'll miss. You could tell. It'll start to shift your habits, the things that excite you and the things you want to do, the things that you want to change. Like, I know someone, and this was amazing to watch. This is someone I've known for a very long time. And this person didn't like yard work, didn't want to do any garden, didn't care about none of that. Meat, potatoes, the whole thing. And now I see plant-based. I see loves to be out in the yard. Loves to just be in nature. Loves gardening. I mean, that's a completely different person, you know, and I see that a lot with people that shift, and I know that it did for me too. So guys, look at the things that just don't feel like they resonate anymore, because that means your frequency's shifting. That's a good indicator that it's shifting. And I hope that everyone will make their list and get organized with this. And we're about to run out of time here, so let's see. One more thing here with Candace. Candace is saying, oh, wait a minute. Anna, you're welcome, Robin. Absolutely. Anna is saying, I made that choice early on too. Now I try to stay balanced with organic and cleansing from time to time. Me too. I do that too. We organic garden, and that can be challenging, but we're doing it. We're not giving up. Candace, there are so many emotions attached to any meat that we eat. The emotions of the animals are connected. Yeah. Fear or dread, something to look at. I'm not vegan, but I'm careful without. I approach when you approach meats. Okay. Yes. I had to just stop eating them because I just couldn't get them down. They wouldn't go down. I felt like I was going to just throw it all up. I don't know. That was my body saying, no, not for you. It's done that with a lot of different things in my life. So I hope everyone is enjoyed the show. I'm running out of time. Go make your list. Make the most of this week, because guess what? November 13th, things start moving forward. I'm Dr. Jen. Thanks so much for listening and joining me today. And we will see you next time on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com.